Narrated Anas bin Malik, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said to Abu Talha, "Choose one boy from your boys to serve me till the expedition to Khaybar." Abu Talha took me, letting me ride behind him while I was a boy, nearing the age of puberty. I used to serve Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, when he stopped to rest. Very often I used to hear him saying, "O Allah, I seek refuge with you from distress and sorrow, from helplessness and laziness, from miserliness and cowardice, from being overpowered by other men." When we reached Khaybar, and Allah enabled him to conquer the fort of Khaybar, the beauty of Safiya bint Huyay bin Akhtab was described to him. Her husband had been killed while she was a bride. So Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, selected her for himself and took her along with him till we reached a place called Sad al-Sahba, where she was clean from her menses. He took her for his wife. Hais, a kind of dish, was served on a small leather sheet. Then Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, told me to call those who were around me. So, that was the marriage banquet of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and Safiya. Then we left for Al-Madinah. I saw Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, folding a cloak round the hump of the camel so as to make a wide space for Safiya to sit on behind him. He sat beside his camel, letting his knees for Safiya to put her feet on so as to mount the camel. We proceeded till we reached Al-Madinah. He looked at Uhud, mountain, and said, "This is a mountain which loves us and is loved by us." Then he, peace be upon him, looked at Al-Madinah and said, "O Allah, I make the area between its, that is, Al-Madinah's, two mountains a sanctuary as Ibrahim, peace be upon him, made Mecca a sanctuary. O Allah, bless them, that is, the people of Al-Madinah, in their mud and sa', that is, units of measuring."